Good morning to you, sir.
How long has this trip been going on?
It's been going on for, this will be our 50th year. I think we're the oldest going excursion from Wisconsin, continuous excursion. And I've gone all 50 years.
Well, that's
I will be all 50 years this year.
Okay. How did this trip get started?
Well, my father was an avid race fan, and he used to go to the races down in Indianapolis back in the 1920s, and about the only years that he missed was during the war years when they didn't run the race. And then after races started again, he started going again. And if I may continue, I was in service, and I got out of service, and we came up here to Sun Prairie with my two brothers. And so my dad got the idea. He said, it'd be a good idea to try and get tickets and run an excursion down to Indianapolis for the 500. So we went with Greyhound, and then we went with Badger in Madison. So it was Stag, and now it's mixed with, we have children and husbands, wives, and girlfriends. It's mixed now.
Oh, that's great. How many people make the trip these days?
About around 50.
What have been some of the biggest changes over the years?
Okay, I tell you, when I first started to go to the races, they call them roadsters, and they were Offenhausers. They're four-cylinder engines. I was down there when they broke the 130-mile-an-hour race, 30 miles an hour, and they thought that was just terrific. And I remember when they went up over 100, you know, it's just unbelievable how that's advanced. Now they're up to 227 to 230. Hang on, please. And anyway, I'm so sorry that...
No, it's okay.
Anyway, what now...
Well, we were just talking about how the cars have changed.
Yeah, they have really changed, and they're more maneuverable. You can't believe how they can maneuver those cars at that speed of over 200 miles an hour.
Any favorite memories from all those trips over the years?
Oh, by golly. Well, I tell you, to me, it's great to be with a group of people that love the sport as I do and communicate, and we have people go on the bus from all over Wisconsin, and it's always sort of like a big reunion to meet all these different people that come down, and they allow them to keep on going year in and year out. You know, they always go with me.
And here comes the Chevrolet pace car.
Jerry McGovern, thanks for being with us this morning.
You bet. Thank you.
Jerry McGovern is leading his 50th annual trip to the Indianapolis 500. The bus leaves Sun Prairie Saturday night. Last we checked, there were still a few tickets. If you want to get your hands on one, just call McGovern Supper Club and Motel in Sun Prairie. You're listening to Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Terry Bell.
Race fever is now at the boiling point as we make set for one of those thrilling moments in sport. And here's the race underway. The pace car passed the starting line at better than 90 miles an hour, pulled off to the left onto the pit apron, around the south turn. Bill Frouche.
It's Jack McGrath out in front, Tony Bettenhausen and Jerry Hoyt. And on down to Jack Shapiro.
Thank you, Bill. It's still McGrath with Bettenhausen right behind him. And now I think Jim Shelton can see them.
That I can, and it's still McGrath, still Bettenhausen, and Jerry Hoyt in that order. McGrath, Bettenhausen, and Hoyt in that order. And here is Sid Collins to pick them up as they come down that home stretch.
On a Jack McGrath, way ahead about 6 miles, Tony Bettenhausen. Bill Bookable, Jerry Hoyt, Freddie Agamason, the first five in that order.